pinned Darix in a battle with Our Deep Agenda. They dropped off Exalted Queen, Lady Pavlichenko, but pinned Darix hard up against the fence, has the lead from Our Deep Agenda, Lady Pavlichenko, and then Vindex. Here's three for Hikmod and four for Jessica Eaton. Pindaric wins, being geared down by three quarters to Our Deep Agenda.
Jessica, thanks for joining us and well done on what was a massive day Saturday.
Thank you. Obviously a career best for me, and just so good to see the team at Michael Hikmod Racing going so well.
Now, you would have gone to the track on Saturday knowing you had a good book of rides, but when everything plays out like it did, Saturday night when your head hits the pillow, it must be a very rewarding feeling.
Oh, definitely. I think what I'm most proud of is how well I handled the day and the expectations given such a good book of rides that I had for the day. And when things pan out as well as they did on the day, I was wrapped.
How important is it for an athlete's confidence to get one early? You won race number one on Don't Dream It's Over. And do you walk away thinking, okay, that's good, I've got one done now, I can go and get a second or a third and something like that? Where conversely, if you don't have a lot of luck in the first race, can that play on your mind as well?
Oh, certainly. I think it definitely takes off quite a bit of pressure going into the day. And to be honest, I think he was my most important ride for the day. He was one I really wanted to make sure he did his best and ideally win, and unfortunately he did.
Now, there's no such thing as a bad winning ride, and four winning rides were absolutely superb, but your ride on Bolt By to overcome the wide gate, it just played out perfectly for you.
It certainly did, and I ended up having a beautiful trial on the stable mats back. I honestly thought it was travelling a lot better than me, but coming into the corner, I had to peel off his back just to give mine a chance to really start going through his gears, and he let down with a lethal turn of foot. He's still got plenty to learn. He's still quite green, wanting to lay in a little bit down the straight, but I think he's only going to get better with further.
Now, we've got the lie detector on you, Jessica. Do you monitor the premiership?
I certainly do. I think it's a big talking topic in South Australia. Sarah McAuliffe isn't shy to bring it up, and it's great competition between the top three of us, Toddy and Stubby. They're all riding really well, and we're keeping each other honest. So, barring my little jump ahead on Saturday, it was quite tight, and I've been lucky enough to gain a couple of lengths on them before they jump back up my neck.
Geez, I love the modesty. Your little gap on Saturday. Four winners is not little in anyone's terms, and you've now got a 7-win lead at the top of the premiership. Is that something you are going to focus on this season?
Oh, I think I'd be mad not to try and focus on it. Obviously, things might get a little bit difficult when I come out of my time, because I'm going to have to battle with the transition of being of coming into a senior, as well as trying to keep up the momentum and support that I'm getting and the winners. Obviously, Todd Pennell is a very good rider, and he's getting some very good support, and he's certainly been at my neck the whole way. So it's going to be tough, but it's something I'm going to have a real red-hot crack at.
We spoke to Steph Thornton earlier, and she relocated up to sunny Queensland for basically what she described as a working holiday, and then one thing led to another, and she's still there and going great guns and now wants to make it a long-term home. You did something similar moving over from Victoria to South Australia. Are you doing this with long-term intentions as well, or are you just going to take the ride as it comes and see what happens? And what led to you moving?
What led to me moving was probably just in the seeking to get some new support and opportunities. Quite difficult in Victoria at the moment with COVID, and you know, such a competitive group of riders. They all ride really well, and it's very hard to get opportunities, let alone winners in Victoria. So I thought while I still had a claim left, it would be a smart move to go somewhere else and try and rebrand myself and get new opportunities. Adelaide's a place I've always been given good support at, so I thought it'd probably be the easiest transition coming over here, and fortunately it's been such a fantastic move. I guess I do have sort of long-term plans to stay here. Getting such good support, I think I'd be silly to go back to Victoria now. With all the support I'm getting, it should make transitioning into a senior a little bit easier. And if I'm willing to work hard, I think it's a good move staying here. And obviously having the support of Michael Hikmod behind me, his team's flying, and it's only, you know, his team's just going from strength to strength. And with the quality young horses he's got coming through, I think we're only going to get better.
How did you find moving, taking the racing out of it? How difficult a transition was that?
It wasn't too bad. Through my apprenticeship, I've lived and worked in several different places. I was based in Albury for about 6 months, and then Stawell for I think nearly two. So moving probably the third time probably wasn't as daunting as it had been in the past. But I've got some great support behind me. My partner James Ferris is extremely supportive. COVID's made it tough in terms of seeing him, my family and friends, but like I said, I've got some great support behind me, and having that support makes everything so much easier.
Have you put the pressure on James to move over with you?
Oh, look, it'd be nice if he does, but we're both realistic and I want him to chase his dreams and do the best for his career as well. So we're seeing how things go for now.
He's an absolute star on racing.com, although I don't really appreciate how buffed he is. It doesn't make the rest of us look good when he's going on with those massive arms, Jess. So just tell him to do a little bit less gym work if you could, please. Now, turning our attention to Oakbank on Wednesday, have you had a chance to do the form and look at some of your rides there early doors?
I've had a look at a couple of my rides. I wouldn't say I've gone deep into the form as yet, but it's a metro meeting, so another a string in my way to hopefully go towards that riding my claim.
Well, Jess, we really enjoy seeing you doing so well. Hopefully you keep booting home those winners and kick clear in the premiership over in Adelaide. Thanks very much for having a chat this afternoon, I was about to say this morning, and well done on a magnificent day on Saturday.
Thank you again, and thanks for having me.